The number one thing I have always admired about my city was its real estate. Some of the most gorgeous homes graced Houston, and I would never get tired of dreaming about owning my piece of property one day. But for now, I would continue to admire breathtaking houses like the one I'd just pulled up to now. I'd had no idea that Gabrielle had moved. We weren't best friends, so it's not like she had to involve me in her personal decisions. But she was one of my favorite clients. Talking to her was always such a breath of fresh air. And how could I forget how well she tipped? But when it came to Gabrielle, I wasn't doing her hair for the money. I was doing it because I genuinely wanted to see her smile. Man, that smile of hers could light up a whole damn room. And I felt blessed whenever she smiled around me. I was big on energies. And something about her energy just pulled me in close and made me never want to let her go. It had been a minute since I'd touched Gabrielle's hair, and my other favorite client, her son, Kaiser. I'd only done his hair once, just under 2 months ago, and the same way I loved doing Gabrielle's hair was the same way I loved doing his. He was only 3. But he'd grown a full head of hair. It had happened overnight, according to Gabrielle. And since Gabrielle was one of those unicorn type of black women who couldn't braid hair to save her life, she requested my services. I didn't actually do braid hairstyles for a living. Though I knew how to braid well, my specialties were hairstyles such as tape-ins and sew-ins. Tape-ins were what I did on Gabrielle. And while I'd been doing her hair, she'd mentioned how she had a son whose hair needed braiding. For Gabrielle and her son, I was willing to carry out a braiding job that I hadn't done in years. Me doing Kaiser's hair was how I stepped into Gabrielle's townhouse for the very first time. She usually came to the salon I worked at, but because of how busy it got with women, I was more than willing to do a house call for Kaiser. He'd be welcomed in the salon because of how adorable he was, but I wanted him and Gabrielle comfortable. A house visit was the best of both worlds. Because I could do his hair in the comfort of his home and still provide him with a great service. I was already doing house calls for a few of the Instagram influencers I did the hair of. They liked being low-key and didn't mind paying me extra for the privacy that a house call came with. Kaiser had been a sweetheart the entire time I did his mini box braids. All I had to do was keep him entertained with a pack of fruit snacks, a juice box, and my iPad. And it was like I wasn't even there. His box braids had turned out super cute, and he couldn't stop smiling whenever his mom gassed him up on how handsome he looked. I expected to hear back soon from Gabrielle about me coming down to do Kaiser's hair again, but when a month passed and I heard nothing from her, I thought maybe she was good on me coming back again. I hadn't even done her hair in a minute, so I wasn't sure she wanted my services anymore. However, a few days ago, I received a new DM from her, pleading with me to fit Kaiser in for a redo of his braids ASAP. Any day or time worked for her. She was even willing to pay extra for any inconvenience she was causing by trying to get a last-minute appointment. I told her not to be silly, and that I'd be at her house on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Then she told me that she was staying at a new location before sending me the address. And that was where I'd arrived at now. It was a 2-story home surrounded by oak trees with a brick exterior, a freshly mown front lawn, and a long brick pathway that led to 2 large black doors. After parking in the circular driveway, I grabbed my large Telfar bag in the passenger seat next to me and stepped out my Jeep. I walked up to the black doors and pressed the doorbell once I stood in front of them. It took a couple seconds for me to hear footsteps approaching, but when they came, I held my head high and felt the corners of my mouth lift at the fact that I was about to see the 2 clients I'd missed dearly. One door was cracked open, and just when I expected to see Gabrielle, my expectations were dismissed when I locked eyes on a face that brought a flush to my cheeks. He was tall. The kind of tall that made me feel like a tiny ant, which was new for me because I was 5'10". And those eyes, God, those eyes were dangerous. Dangerous because I didn't want to stop looking at them.